Here in Seattle, the fight continues over the head tax proposal. The city council is considering a measure that would tax large employers to pay for homeless services and affordable housing. Mayor Jenny Durkan today expressed concerns about the head tax in its current form.
It is too early to say what's the right amount, how long should it go, but I think what is on the table right now, we have seen, doesn't meet the requirements that I have as mayor.
And according to news analyst Joni Balter, this head tax fight is putting Mayor Durkan in a tough spot.
She's been go along, get along. She's worked with the council. She's worked with the business community. But she really, that's what's so hard for her about this giant pickle here. She's going to have to pick sides here unless there's some kind of a compromise.
Balter told me if the head tax is passed by the council and the mayor vetoes it, that could make it harder for Durkan to push ahead with her agenda.
She's been enjoying kind of a little honeymoon here with her council, which is not the easiest council to get along with. So she would risk being at odds with them here pretty early in her four-year term, only 6 months in. And, you know, you need a council to do business. She also risks coming off as a person who is not compassionate enough about the homeless in our city and this big, huge issue of housing affordability.
And does she have future priorities that she's worried about keeping support for?
So every mayor needs at least 5 votes on the council. That's how this game
model works.
Works, yes. So, you know, one of her big ideas for this year is for an education levy, pre-K, K-12, and college access for November. It's very expensive. She needs council members out there saying nice things about her. And also, I'll just add that the transportation department around here has been kind of a mess. And so the council and the mayor need to work together to get that to become a better situation.
All right. And in the opposite scenario, if the council goes ahead and approves the head tax and Mayor Durkan does sign it, what could that mean for her?
So, you know, we would be one of the very few cities in the world, I'll say, that was willing to tax a cash cow in our own city.
You mean Amazon?
I mean, that would be Amazon. And so here's a mayor who came in with much of the support, much of her support came from the business community. And they're going to say, we did that for what? She didn't help us when we were under the most pressure we've been under since she started her term. And we thought that she would be different.
This head tax proposal, Joni, really seems to have touched a nerve here in the city. The opposition, as you know, to this has been incredibly vocal. We've seen incredibly tense meetings like that one last week in Ballard. What's your sense of why this issue has sparked so much tension now?
So I don't think it's so much exactly about this tax or whether Amazon builds one more building. I think what's been burbling below the surface, and it is ready to go, as you can see, is angst about growth. I mean, everywhere you look, angst about that. Rising rents, traffic, and the homelessness issue is really driving a lot of people just to their wits' end. There's compassion fatigue, you would say. There's a sense that we spend more and more and more on the homelessness issue, which is a good kind of a Seattle thing to do. But yet, the problem's getting worse. And so for some of these neighbors, they're saying, you know, we're down for, you know, families and education spending. We're down for more education. We're down for more homelessness spending. But show us that you are spending the money wisely and that it actually works. But the opposite's what's happening. A couple years ago, Seattle voters generously doubled their spending on transportation. And a report came out recently about
something. This is the Move Seattle levy.
Exactly, the Move Seattle levy. And they've come to find out that some of the estimates weren't just off and they can't deliver some of the projects. They were off like crazy. So the best example, the one everyone's citing, is a mile of bicycle lane. It was penciled in or chalk or whatever they used. Bubblegum, I guess it was, $860,000 per mile. Oh my gosh, guess what? That's $12 million in some cases per mile. I mean, that's not just off. That's really, really reckless.
And that's news analyst Joni Balter. She's a contributor to Bloomberg Opinion, and she's the host of Civic Cocktail on the Seattle Channel. The full Seattle City Council is expected to vote on the head tax proposal on Monday.